For WUKY News, I'm Dan Collins, and this is The Business Side. It's news to no one that our economy has been crippled by COVID-19. Not only have many small and medium-sized businesses been forced to lay off employees, but even major manufacturers like Toyota have temporarily closed facilities. Yet the current phase of this pandemic seems to be concerned with when and how businesses can begin to reopen, and the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce is leading that conversation with their new initiative, Restart Kentucky. Joining me today on The Business Side to talk about Restart Kentucky is the president and CEO of the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, Ashley Watts. Ashley, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
So before we talk about Restart Kentucky, how have you and your staff adjusted to this pandemic?
Well, like many, we are working from home. We are very fortunate that most of the staff can work from home, so we only have usually one or two people go into the office every day to check the mail and do those office type things. But we have all quickly adapted to Zoom and other web-based platforms that we can chat with each other. We have a lot of conference calls, and really we've been very fortunate to be able to work from home. It is a very different, you know, pace for us. We're used to being out in the state and holding events and visiting local chambers and local businesses. So we've been busy, though, but just providing education and as many resources that we can for businesses across Kentucky. I know I am probably like many of the listeners where I have two small children. I have a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old. So not only am I working full time from home, I'm also attempting to homeschool, which is a very different balance, that's for sure. So I think we're just trying to get by day and make sure that the work gets done and that our children are being taught as much as they can, and just kind of hopefully keep going through this routine until we have a next phase and we can start to slowly reopen.
Well, I have a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old, so my heart goes out to you.
Yeah, I'm sure. I said it's their favorite game to kind of crash my Zoom calls or anytime I'm on a media call to see if they could be a part of it. So, yeah, you never know what you're going to get when you're doing work from home around my house.
Well, shifting gears a bit, tell me about Restart Kentucky.
Yeah, so Restart Kentucky is an initiative of the Chamber, and it really is an umbrella of all the things that we have been doing. So for the past, I guess now, 4 to 5 weeks when all this started, we started working very closely with the governor's office and working with our businesses across Kentucky to collect the personal protective equipment, those PPEs that we're hearing about, the masks and the gloves and all of that. And businesses really have stepped up. And I said, I've been amazed that businesses, you know, in large part have been shut down to no fault of their own because of this. But the overwhelming response that we hear from all of our members across the state is simply, how can we help? And so they have been just a great resource for us this last month in kind of collecting all of the PPEs that the state needs. We've also been doing a lot of education. I think this is something that we have never seen before. And so we're all kind of learning as we go. But where there have been state and federal laws passed to help particularly small businesses through all of this, we have helped businesses all across Kentucky apply for the small business loans. Unfortunately, we have seen the unemployment numbers in Kentucky jump to unprecedented numbers. And so many businesses have never had to face laying off temporarily that many people. So helping them with the unemployment insurance system, talking to them about taxes. So it's been a lot of education and just helping businesses get the questions they have answered. And now I think, you know, almost more, a little more than a month into this, we are now looking at what's next. And I think, you know, the governor has made clear and the president has made clear, you know, we're not going to reopen tomorrow. It's not going to be just flipping a switch and reopening. But with something like this that we have never tackled before, we are obviously going to have to start preparing for reopening. And, you know, the business, it can't just happen overnight. There are supplies that have to be procured. Their workforce that has to go back to work. There are a lot of different steps to make sure that we're opening in the safest and most effective and meticulous way possible. And so what we're doing at the Chamber is kind of several things. One is we're hosting a series of webinars. We're going to try to do 2 webinars a week. We had one yesterday with legislative leaders just kind of talking about the wrap-up of the legislative session, some of the legislation that passed kind of dealing with the coronavirus, and then really their thoughts on moving forward and kind of reopening the economy. And then this upcoming week, we have one with public health officials and the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky talk about the state of the coronavirus, how much longer we think this might go on, but really what businesses can do when they do start to reopen, whether it's in a phased-in approach, however slowly it needs to be, to make sure that safety is at the key of all of what they do. And I think we wanted to kind of kick this off with public health, because I think that is going to be at the core of every recommendation that we have, is making sure that people are safe. And then we also have an economist, Dr. Paul Coombs, coming on Thursday to talk about the state of the economy in Kentucky and how we can hopefully rebound. And then the next coming weeks, we have education experts. Like I said, I'm attempting to homeschool my children from home, and I think there's a lot of questions around education and if the kids are going to go back. And then if they don't go back, what happens when they're not in school for almost 5 to 6 months? We're also going to talk to hospitals across the state who have been hit pretty hard by this, by having to not do elective surgeries. And so we see a lot of hospitals laying off hundreds of people across the state. So what we're really trying to do is just kind of target specific industries, because every industry is going to look different, and kind of take a deep dive into what they're going to need and what barriers they have to reopening. We're also doing putting together a task force. And so we've heard the governor talk about, you know, this is going to look different in every particular industry. So we have put together a task force of people representing all the industries of Kentucky to kind of help guide our work and maybe give some recommendations, talk about how they can reopen safely, some of the barriers they will have to reopening. But I think it's going to be a pretty methodical approach that we're going to have to take to kind of get Kentucky back on track.
So the webinars that are on the calendar, are those for members only, or are those open to everyone? And how can people register for that?
We actually are opening those up to everyone. We want to make sure to help as many Kentuckians as we can and give them the resource and education that they need. And we're actually partnering with the Community and Technical College System, KCTCS, to kind of host all these webinars to make sure that people are getting the resources that they need. And you can find out more about that on kychamber.com. And we do have kind of a certain number of people that we can host on the platform. However, we are recording all of these. And so as soon as they are done, we put that recording up on the chamber website, kychamber.com, so that anyone can access them.
And there's a lot of Kentuckians that are eager to get back to, quote, normal life. What kind of advice would you have for those Kentuckians?
Yeah, and I think we're all longing, you know, to get back to normal life and to do, you know, our daily business and interact with people again and host events and go on vacations and all those things that we enjoy doing. But in a time of a pandemic, I think it will be a while before we get to see normal life. And I think it's going to be in phases, is kind of what the experts are saying, is that, you know, at first it may be a smaller reopening where, you know, people have to wear masks when they're out and about, or before you go into your workplace, you have to have your temperature taken. Or if you go into a store, you may only be, you know, one of 10 people that are allowed in there. There's going to be some different kind of factors as we slowly start to reopen. But I think, you know, until really there is testing across the board and we kind of know what we're dealing with, as well as a vaccine, which I know the federal experts are saying could not be until probably next year, I do think things will be different. And hopefully, slowly, we'll start to reopen. But I do think maybe some of the larger gatherings, things of that nature, may not be for several months out. But I do think we hopefully in the next month or so, we'll start seeing a slow reopening and kind of seeing how we can reopen, but also make sure to take away what we've learned these last month or so of wearing the gloves, of washing the hands, of keeping that 6 feet apart. And so I think some of those practices that we've become very used to in this last month will need to continue over the next coming months as we reopen.
Okay, final thoughts in the time we have left. The local economy in the weeks and months ahead, what does that look like?
You know, this is something we've never seen before. And so within a very short period of time, our unemployment numbers rose to, I think, almost 50,000 here in Kentucky. You know, we have, you know, a third of small businesses have completely closed down. And so that takes a hit. And I think what we all kind of are anxious to see is that with the stimulus packages and with the assistance from the government, both state and federal, Is this more like a V-shaped kind of dip where we took a really sharp dive deep down, but we'll come back up? Or is it more like a U-shape where we may be in a recession for a while before we come up? And so I think, you know, the sooner we can start to slowly reopen and do it in a safe way, it'll help kind of shorten that recession and get people back to work. And I do think the stimulus helps, but I do think our economy is going to look different. You know, it's interesting. A lot of businesses have had to shut their doors and not operate, but then there are others because of this that have had to actually scale up. So you look at things like Amazon or grocery stores or pizza delivery, and those businesses are actually hiring. And I think it's going to be an interesting study to see once this is over, if people's habits and practices change. Will they go back to normal retail stores, or will they continue to do a lot of their shopping online because of the ease and the convenience? So I think some of this is left to be unseen, but I do think the quicker we kind of start to slowly and carefully and methodically reopen what is safe, that you know, it's a better chance that we will not go into a deep recession.
Well, that's all the time we have today on the business side. My guest has been President and CEO of the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, Ashley Watts, and you can hear our entire conversation online at wuky.org. Ashley, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.